This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Procter & Gamble today announced it's planning to raise prices on a lot of its products, Bounty paper towels, Puffs tissues among them, because P&G is having to pay a lot more for wood pulp, whence one gets paper towels and tissues. Pulp itself is made from wood chips or recycled paper, and that is in high demand right now, as Marketplace's Jed Kim explains.
As always, it's a supply and demand thing. On the demand side, global economies are growing, and so are their appetites for paper goods, especially China's.
China is the largest consumer of global chemical market pulp, and they actually drive the market.
Arno Franco is with the Pulp and Paper Products Council. He says China recently banned imports of a lot of recycled paper. Many worry this will worsen the pulp shortage, but Franco says when it comes to paper towels and diapers, they're most often made from virgin wood pulp. Even so,
simply the idea that there's going to be a shortage certainly gives strength to the idea that you can charge more.
Pulp prices are up as much as 60%. On the supply side, a major mill in South America had to shut down a lot of its production recently. It'll take a while for more pulping mills to come online. David Fortin is with RISI, an industry research group.
We don't see much in terms of supply in the next year or two that will materially move the needle and add some much-needed supply to the market.
All of this means a pricier commodity. Chip Dillon is with Vertical Research Partners. He says pulp is a major part of what goes into a sheet of Bounty.
If pulp is 30-40% of the cost and it's up, 40-50%, certainly you need to see a price increase or you're going to get really hurt.
Kimberly Clark, maker of Kleenex, has already increased prices. Procter & Gamble says prices for Pampers will rise 4%. Charmin toilet paper will go up 5%. I'm Jed Kim for Marketplace.